Dr. Mark Lesser, assistant professor of biology, and this is
Benjamin Lanham, biochem major.
And basically, you're documenting the trees.
So we're doing a campus tree inventory, where we're recording the position of each tree, and we are taking some basic data on the tree, like the height and the diameter, the condition of the tree, and the species, and we'll use this to compile a database and be able to produce maps, and this will help guide facilities in what type of trees get planted in the future, where we need trees planting, and then we'll be able to do analysis where we look at how these trees are providing benefits to the campus in terms of energy savings and heat and air conditioning based on where they're positioned relative to buildings around campus.
And has this been done before?
No, this has never been done. We don't know how many trees are on campus, and we don't know what trees, what species are represented. And so this is going to allow us to hopefully, in the future, guide facilities in having us plant more trees representative of both West Virginia and the Appalachians and Eastern North America, and we'll be able to really build up an arboretum style of what trees are here on campus and use that as a really valuable teaching resource as well as just for the aesthetics that it provides.
Now, is this part of a summer school internship? What is it?
So I started working on this with the Tri Beta group, the Biology Honor Society group got involved, and we've had several group tree inventory days, and now Ben is working on this as a research student with me in the fall to actually do the analysis and build the database.
Okay. Why do you like doing this?
I just enjoy trees. I have a grandmother who lives up in the mountains who takes us, when we were younger, took us out on nature hikes and introduced us to the local trees and flowers. I help her maintain her garden. So when Tri Beta decided to do the tree inventory, when Dr. Lesser asked who would be willing to put it into the database and create a database, I was like, you know what, this sounds cool and I would like to be a part of it.
What are you learning from doing this?
I'm learning how to identify trees based off their leaf structures and their bark. One of the things we did yesterday is we recorded all the weeping cherries over there, and I learned about the stripes on the bark and the stipules that like protect the leaves. If they are eaten, they release sap that provides protection for the tree.